I hope Matt's okay with it.
Does anyone really ask?
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, indeed. And we'll start with game one of the World Series. First of all, the late, great Fernando Valenzuela will be remembered as he is being remembered next to his number 34 at Dodger Stadium. They have a bouquet of flowers and whatnot to honor, again, the late, tremendous left-hander who took the world by storm in 1981 and beyond, passed away the other night, as we mentioned on Wednesday's show, I believe it was. And also, the Dodgers are going to be wearing patches on their uniforms to remember the former 1981 Cy Young Award winner and Rookie of the Year. Fernando Mania will be very much a part of the World Series. And it's kind of ironic, I'm sure I'm not the only one to point this out, that the Dodgers beat the Yankees in the World Series in that year, 1981. They have not faced each other since then in the Fall Classic. So here we are, 44 years later, 43 years later, whatever it was, whatever it is, and they're taking on each other, and Fernando Valenzuela, just having passed away, will certainly be on the minds, the hearts of the Dodgers. Now, the Dodgers are going to be a little bit more pressed. Remember, during the NLCS and other rounds against the Padres, how the big storyline is they're starting pitching, right? And how little of it they have. Tonight they're starting Jack Flaherty. They've won a lot of games largely by their bullpen. But now they announced this morning that Evan Phillips, one of their better relievers, is not going to be on the World Series roster. He suffered an arm injury during Game 6 of the NLCS. And that is a big-time blow. 6 2/3 innings in 5 postseason appearances, a 3.62 ERA with 18 saves and 61 appearances during the regular season. Listen, is he lights out? Of course not. But is he a big part of that bullpen? Yes. And the Dodgers are now going to have to mix and match not only their starting rotation. It'll be interesting to see if they have a bullpen game start here along the way, or what they do. Of course, if Jack Flaherty or whoever gets lit up early, how they kind of manage that. And it's all the reasons why, as I sit here, even though the Dodgers have home field advantage, I think the New York Yankees are going to win the World Series. And that means Juan Soto would be once again top of the baseball world, as he was in 2019 with your Washington Nationals. It also means Giancarlo Stanton, who's been a monster, and Aaron Judge would be world champions. Gerrit Cole, Aaron Boone, the Steinbrenner family back in the baseball penthouse. I think the Yankees probably win this series in 7, I'll say. In 7. Matty, you got to lean one way or the other, or you don't care?
Don't really care so much. Mm-hmm. It's the two best teams, and they're also the two most expensive teams.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be good baseball, but I'm in it for baseball. I don't have any really driving factors. I'd like to see Shohei, like, prove that he is kind of the most electric baseball player.
And that's the thing. I wonder, like, Dave Roberts ruled out Shohei as a pitcher. I wonder now, combined with their need and combined with Phillips, and I'm guessing he knew Phillips was, you know, not going to be or was question. If Shohei gets on the mound, if Shohei, you know, hits a couple of bombs in the series, it's going to make the X explode. If he gets on the mound and say it's in a huge leverage spot, oh, man. Oh, baby. Again, I don't know medically where he's at, but he was throwing gas in some of the overhead camera shots that I saw on MLB Network. Oh, he was throwing gas. So anyway, that is game one of the World Series tonight, 8:08. Game two tomorrow night, 8:08. Day off Sunday, game 3, 4, and 5, Monday through Wednesday at Yankee Stadium. All right, one story that we haven't gotten to, I think we mentioned it very briefly in one of the trending alerts early on in the show, but in case you weren't with us, the Jets are back in action this Sunday at 2-4. Things not going their way, blown out in Pittsburgh to Russell Wilson, a guy that nobody thought would be a good enough starter except for this show. And Hassan Reddick signed with the Jets on Monday, agreed to a contract last Sunday, reported to the Jets finally this Monday, and is going to play for the Jets, Jets, this Sunday against the New England Patriots at Gillette Stadium. Jeff Ulbrich, the interim coach, said he's had a good week, experienced guy, wasn't difficult for him to pick up. He put in extra time, blah, blah, blah. The Jets are not 2-4, they're 2-5. Excuse me. Losers of four straight, again, blown out last Sunday, but now in consecutive weeks, they've added Davante Adams and Hassan Reddick to the fold. You got to think, at some point, that's going to help them win a game, right? At some point. And I know Drake May has played really well, pretty well, in his two games for the Patriots. He's kind of doing it by himself. Defense is horrible, which I thought would be a kind of a strength of New England. Look for the Jets. I didn't pick them because I didn't like the number. I think it's 7.5. Look for the Jets to win this game. I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked, especially when Gerard Mayo called his team soft. Remember that last Sunday in London? So there you have that. All right, one last thing for you. The Capitals are off tonight, but they will go for win number 6 in a row. That's right, win number 6 in a row for the Capitals. That'll have to wait until Saturday night. But the bottom line is the Capitals getting a couple of goals from Connor McMichael on Wednesday night, beating the Philadelphia Flyers in back-to-back nights. They will visit the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow night at Amalie Arena in Tampa. Listen, Tampa's really good. They've already got a couple of hat tricks. You know how good Nikita Kucherov is, Victor Hedman. They don't have Stamkos anymore. Tough place to win. Good luck to the Caps. You can hear it on 106.7 The Fan tomorrow night. And the Odyssey app and Caps Radio at 7 o'clock from Tampa. We'll be rooting for them. They've won 5 in a row. Can they make it a perfect half dozen? We will find out together. They're on their way to Tampa right here and right now. All right, that does it for cleanup on aisle 3 right here.
Cleanup in aisle 3.
Indeed.